You're a mistake. With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So today we have Julian in Round Lake. Now, Julian says here that your girlfriend joined a cult. Surely you can't actually mean that.
Yeah, I basically do. Man, my girlfriend started selling products for a pyramid scheme. Ooh. And has completely ruined our social life, bro.
Oh, so the pyramid scheme is the cult.
Yeah, so basically, she comes home from this party all super excited, talking about she's about to start her own business.
Oh, no, like, that's exactly the verbiage they use.
So I get excited. I'm like, oh, okay, babe, that's amazing. Like, what do you want to do? Like, let me know how I can support.
Sure.
So she's going to tell me she's going to start selling hair products and get her friends to buy and sell. And then their friends is going to buy and sell. And I'm thinking, the more she explained, like, babe, this got to be a scam.
Yeah.
Well, and how do people not recognize this day and age?
I think you get excited by the fact that when you hit tier one of the pyramid, you get a car.
Oh, is
you know
that
how
right?
They, like, yeah. They lie to you about all these incentives?
Well, sometimes you see the Avon Cadillac rolling around. Somebody had to get that.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her this excited in so long. I mean, her eyes were practically popping out of her face. Oh, wow. And she's so deep into it.
Oh, yeah. So how is it ruining your social life? You said it's completely ruined your social life.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, let me tell you. You're not going to believe this, but she has contacted every woman in our family, her cousins, my cousins, my entire family, all of our mutual friends, girlfriends, and is, like, forcing them to buy this stuff.
Oh.
I will say I have friends that have fallen for the pyramid scheme before. In fact, I've fallen for pyramid schemes before. Mm-hmm. And
I have too.
You do end up getting a random message from the girl that you had algebra with sophomore year of high school, and she's like, hey, girl, you want to try my new hair products? Like, they really do reach out to everybody. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, that's rough. Was there a
specific... I just felt bad because I knew it was a scam, so that's what made me feel bad to begin with.
Yeah. Was there a specific moment where it came to, I mean, this is match or mistake. You're wondering if you should continue on in this relationship. It's gotten so bad. Is there something there where it, like, kind of came to a head?
All right. So one day at my mom's birthday party last week, the gift, I'm thinking if she was going out her way to get her something special because, you know, she was being real secretive about it. And she was acting like she was going to a bunch of different stores when I was talking to her on the phone. So when she opened up the basket, it was all of her products that she was selling. And the look on my mom's face was just like so pissed off.
Oh.
And then turned the whole party to a pitch for the products.
No.
I'm dead serious. I can't make this up. I was so mad over there, just sitting there embarrassed. Like just she's just trying to sell everyone at the party these products.
Oh my gosh. Did your mom at least get to keep the products?
My mom didn't even want those products.
Right. Well, okay, so did you say to her, like, hey, like, you turned my mom's birthday party into a pitch for your pyramid scheme?
Yes, I waited till she finished her whole soliloquy, and on the ride home, I just politely tried to tell her, like, babe, what you did was inappropriate.
Right.
You know, like, I love you, but what you did was very inappropriate. And she got the nerve to tell me that I'm not supporting her dreams.
Wow.
But I do. I support everything she wants to do. I support all of her dreams. I just can't support this stupid one no more.
But this one is dumb.
Well, and I do like that when she said she had an idea for a business that you were like full on ready to support. How can I help? But then like the kind of disappointing moment where you realize it's not her idea for a business. It's a pyramid scheme. But now this pyramid scheme is impacting your relationships with not only like other people in the outside world, but like people in your family.
Your mom, bro.
Yeah.
Both our family. So it's just making every gathering super awkward. So you think you can still be a match, or you think I should let her go?
Well, so that's what we're doing here. 877-591-9696. If you're just joining us, Julian's in Round Lake. His girlfriend is way deep in on a pyramid scheme to a point where she is bugging every woman that he knows, family, friends. And it's, I got to think also, not only is it annoying, it's probably a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When she's hitting people up that you haven't talked to, people that are on your Facebook friends list, you haven't talked to them in years, and all of a sudden here comes your girlfriend like trying to sell them on a pyramid scheme, which is...
Which I think a lot of people know is a pyramid scheme, too.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
My message inbox.
Yeah, yeah. Can he continue in this relationship? Should he cut his losses here? Because, you know,
she's really into it.
And anybody saying anything otherwise is not supporting her, and she gets upset. So she's pretty, seems like she's pretty locked in. Can this be a match or is it a mistake? Again, the phone number 877-591-9696.
Now it's up to you to decide. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Wow. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96.
It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. And we have Julian in Round Lake today, who his girlfriend is apparently putting strain on relationships with women in his life because she's throwing pyramid schemes basically at him.
Yeah, and the thing is, when people are in a pyramid scheme, they truly believe it and they're not able to see that they are being duped.
Yeah.
So we want to, you know, be kind about it. But his mom's birthday was ruined because she turned it into a pitch sale for, her hair products.
Well, yeah. So can that relationship be a match if it's starting to impact other relationships in his life? Grandma Debbie, you say this is a match.
Yes, it's a match. People make mistakes. You don't leave someone from making mistakes. And they make them scheme sound so good that, you know what I mean? That everyone probably tries to do it at one time, maybe, because they make it sound so good. So I feel, yes, it's a match. Everyone makes mistakes. You can't leave someone just for making a mistake.
Have you ever been a part of a pyramid scheme?
No, but I'm sure I've listened to them and probably thought about it. And my boyfriend or whatever, or husband, would be like, yeah, no, that's not the way to go.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be the first to admit that I've also fallen victim of a pyramid scheme.
Oh?
And $330 later... I realized I wasn't going to be the millionaire they promised me to be.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I remember buying a DVD. It was probably the first thing that I bought when I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
This DVD that was supposed to tell you how to make a lot of money fast. And so I got the DVD. And then the DVD was just like the commercial. The whole DVD was telling me that you could make money fast by buying their program. But it never told me how to make the money. And I realized this is their get-rich-quick scheme. They just got rich. Because I'm buying this DVD.
Yeah, they were like, come buy this so that we can tell you where else to buy the stuff you need to know.
So essentially what you're saying, Grandma Debbie, is everybody has to learn their lesson the hard way when it comes to some of these, like, and in some cases it works out. Like, some people do end up making a little bit of coin on things like Avon and Mary Kay and some of those things.
Right, because, I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, I don't know, Grandma Debbie, have you ever used Avon products or Mary Kay products? They're not bad.
Yes, I buy Mary Kay all the time.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, in those cases, you're actually selling the products and then also trying to get people to create their own parties.
Yeah.
All right, so Debbie says it's a match, right?
Have a great day, everyone.
Officially, yes.
You too, Grandma Debbie.
All right, Grandma Debbie.
Bye.
But ultimately, Julian, this is going to come down to you. This is impacting relationships in your life, but can you try and find a way to work through it? Can it be a match or is it a mistake?
Well, believe it or not, I think it's a match.
Wow, okay. I guess the next question then is, how do you suppose you'll move forward?
Well, my plan is to maybe try to show her some different examples of some Ponzi schemes and some scams that I've even been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she could just see the light before it becomes too late.
Yeah. You do want to help her, because at the end of the day, it's money that she's investing of her own and her time. And it's like all these relationships that she's low-key burning out. And you don't want her to realize it when it's too late.
Right, but I don't want to kill her spirit and her dream of having and running her own business. I want her to keep that same energy, but I just want her to maybe, direct it into something that's legitimate.
Yeah.
That's really kind of you.
That is, and, maybe creating some boundaries. Like, keep my friends list, and especially my family, off of your call list. Because that, you don't want it to negatively impact your relationships, especially with your family. But I'm glad you're going to try and...
All family.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you're going to try and, work that out.
Yeah, I think it's best. I mean, it's just, I don't think there's nothing that communication can't fix. And, you just want to make sure that she's just putting all the things in the right place.
Yeah.
And I think I can help her with that.
Aw, you do sound like you really care about her.
Yeah, I do.
Even though she's a scammer.
And she ruined your mom's birthday.
Well,
my family upset with me, but I mean, she's worth it.
Yeah. Well, wishing you the best, Julian.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys. You're amazing.